Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone. Hey, welcome to the show, and so glad that you're joining us here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yeah, we're making a difference, and the products that we use are making a difference. We have a great story for you this morning.
Yeah, we want to tell you about one of our clients. As you know, we have always been advocates of natural health. We ourselves practice natural means for any condition before we go to conventional means, especially when it comes to pharmaceuticals. Now, here's an interesting story. Our client had been diagnosed with high blood pressure and really very high cholesterol. And what we suggested was that they do kyolic aged garlic, power pH, and another product called Modicare, which you can also find out about on the kyolic.com website, and all of which are backed up by a lot of science. Now, the power pH, what it does is it reduces the acid in your body. And what does that do? That reduces inflammation in your venous system, right? And so if your veins and arteries are swollen, then it's harder for blood parts to get through. They scrape on the sides of the vein and artery walls, and guess what? More cholesterol. Mm-hmm. So that's something that can be of benefit. And then, of course, aged garlic. There are over, 700 studies now saying how that can affect your venous system in positive ways. Well, she took it for a month, and when she went to her doctor...
Two months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. When she went to her doctor, he was shocked that she had... reduced 30 points from her score. And he said, wow, you know, that Lipitor is really working. And she said, well, I'm sorry, I haven't been taking it. So these are the kinds of results that are available with natural means, and there are no side effects.
None whatsoever. So we were extremely happy for her and really understood what she was saying, and she is thrilled. So it's kyolic.com. You can find out about the kyolic aged garlic and the Modicare, and powersofph.com for the pH.
Yeah, we love telling you these kinds of stories. We will report them when we hear them. We'll be right back.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, intention. We talk a lot about it in the spiritual circles, but are we really clear about what it is and how it operates? What if we looked at intention as a technology? That's right, a technology. And we'll have a chat with Kim Stanwood Terranova, author of The Technology of Intuition. And she has a methodology for activating the power of the universe within you. Think that's enough of an incentive to listen? And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we are. We're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, our special guest today making a difference is Kim Stanwood Terranova. Now, she's a woman of passionate power who assists individuals with experiencing true inner greatness and unlimited authentic joy. She's been dubbed the chiropractor of the mind. I love that. And the master teacher of intentional living. She holds a license as a practitioner of truth from the Agape International Spiritual Center in Los Angeles. You all have heard Dr.
Michael Beckwith.
Reverend Michael Beckwith on the show, yes. And of course, we were just laughing before the show about his transcend dance, the music that we love. So the reason we're talking to Kim today is she has a great book. And when we say that she is, we could call her the mistress of intentions, but her book is The Technology of Intention, Activating the Power of the Universe Within You. Kim, welcome to Conscious Talk.
I'm just loving the mistress of intention. You got me.
I like that. Yeah, I did too.
It's very cool. And it's really you from reading your book. It's truly who you are. So let's start off with the title, Kim, The Technology of Intention. Is intention a technology? Why don't you explain what you mean by that?
Absolutely. You know, I really know and believe that we all have spiritual technology within us. And I think right now it's very important that we bring it to the focus of our conversation, because as we know that we're living in a technological world, we get to always remember that it starts right here with our own spiritual technology, our inner technology of the soul. So the intention, you know, technology of intention is that intention is a spiritual practice. And if we know that we have our own inner technology, then we have an activation point to reach to the intention that's in our lives and absolutely activate that technology, because the universe is always listening. And as we put out our intentions, we activate the technology of intention. We are placing our intentions on the altar of consciousness for them to come back to us in a limited, miraculous manner. So it is absolutely a technology that's vitally important to be recognized as one, just as the technology that we use of our electronics. We have an inner technology that is our very breath. It's right here. We don't have to look at any screen to tap into spiritual technology and the technology of intention.
Cool.
Yeah, we're always talking about the inner landscape and how that projects into the world. But, you know, connecting the dots, this is especially in these times, this is what it means when you want to be the change that you want to see in the world. And so one of those elements that you talk about in your book, and let's talk about words, because words are so important, but people don't understand, you know, what's important about them. So, you know, they're powerful. So maybe you could explain a little bit about that.
Yes, absolutely. I love language. I love words. And words are energy. They're an energetic force. And we have access to which words that we activate. And when we realize that, you know, all of us know that we can say certain words that uplift and empower and are signs of love, and there's other words that bring judgment and resentment and harm. And we as individuals on this planet, you know, spiritual beings, have a choice of which words we choose. So we have an opportunity to heal ourselves because our body is listening to the words we use. We have an opportunity to heal relationships because others are being impacted by the words we choose. And we have an opportunity to create our lives by the words we choose. Back to that statement when I said the universe is always responding and listening to us. If we wake up in the morning and say, this is going to be such a hard day. I don't know how I'm going to make it through it. Everything's against me today. That is typically what we create, because the universe responds back to us, says, okay, it's a hard day and you're not going to know how to do this. Versus if we choose to wake up, and we can still, it doesn't mean we ignore, we may see challenges before us. What we claim is that my intention is to know I have the strength to move through these challenges, that I'm open and receptive for solutions to rise up where I've seen none, or my intention is to be strong today. Those words then go out into the universal field and bring back, my intention is to be strong. I'm going to be strong today. So my actions will come from that intention. So when we realize which words do we choose, empowering words or disempowering words, and what an easy, brilliant ability to simply adjust our language for what we wish to create. We could each of us could do that in seconds.
Yeah, one of the things that we love doing, and one of our good friends, Jim Self, uses this exercise all of the time, we like living a word for the day. You know, it's a great exercise. It backs up exactly what you just said. I mean, if you decide, you wake up in the morning and decide, today I'm going to be, you know, pick a word, peaceful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my intention today is to be at peace or peaceful.
Yeah, and then you live that all day long. And that's how it's done.
Yeah, that's why
Absolutely.
Words are...
That's the intention. That is right there is an intention. If you pick a word, then you're allowing that word to be the vibration that you carry that day. How beautiful is that? That you know that today I carry peace, so then all the actions come from peace. Because when we aim an intention, which is what that feels like to me, what word do I pick, then every action we get to look at is the action I'm about to take in alignment with that word that I am today. And if it's not, then I'm not doing it. It's like such a beautiful guidepost. You know?
Yeah.
And if it matches the act, the piece, then I choose to participate in that.
So, Kim, do you have to believe in intentions for them to work? And do you have to put feeling into your intentions?
Well, you know, belief is always a beautiful thing because it gives it more energy. And feeling tone, when we feel something, we tend to accept it, you know, more. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, intentions are working, are propelling energy, whether we believe it or not, back to that, you know, the knowing that when we choose words that don't empower us, they're still coming back to us. Mm-hmm. But when we really believe it, then it's almost as if it amps it up to the next level of manifestation. Because if we believe, say we even want to aim for a day of accepting perfect health and wholeness, and maybe we had an achy body in the morning, and if we set an intention to know, I can feel achy, but I'm willing today. My intention is to be willing to experience freedom in my body. Now, the willingness, that word, opens the door to belief. So if we didn't believe it before, we're willing to. So sometimes when people say to me, well, I don't know that I believe that I'm going to feel good today, Kim, and I'll say, well, can you be willing? Can you open the door to willing to believe that you'll feel good today? And I said, yes, I'm willing. Great. And that's, again, the power of our words, propelling the belief to higher vibration. So that right there, the activation with spirit brings it back to match our belief on that level. Mm-hmm. If we don't believe it, it's still working, but we're going to have a manifestation that has more impact because we're adding believability and feeling tone to it.
Mm-hmm. You know, what we've been talking about for years is awakening. And the technology of intention is a technology. Can we look at it as one to help us become fully awake?
Yeah, I think that's one of our most important jobs right now, is to stay awake. You know, there's so much occurring in the world, and as we stay awake and alert to the activation and the power we have within us, we become more conscious in our actions with ourselves and one another. So we can always have an intention to be awake and alert to all that is occurring and know that we have all that we need to participate in all that is occurring. But when we're asleep, we don't see things that are happening because we're just numb to something. And sometimes I believe people, you know, may do that to protect oneself until they know it's safe to stay awake, to really feel and embody all that is occurring and know we have the temperature within us to gauge how we move through the world when we're willing to truly embody a feeling tone and live it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're here with Kim Stanwood Terranova. The book is The Technology of Intention, Activating the Power of the Universe Within You. Her website is Kim Stanwood Terranova. It's TERRANOVA.com is the website. Don't worry about getting it down if you can't. You're going to find it on her guest page on our site at conscioustalk.net. All that information is there. You can purchase the book right from Amazon off our site, so no worries. We're going to continue our conversation when we come back. We'll be back in a moment. Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Avacyn, and it's the best investment we've ever made. Others have described it as the ultimate anti-aging machine. This amazing FDA Class 2 clear device is changing lives by giving relief from pain and inflammation. Users place their hand inside a vacuum chamber, which uses negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, raising blood temperature approximately 1 degree, which reduces blood thickness and increases microvascular circulation. This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to nulifeventures.com/intentional healing or call 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909 for all the information you need on the Avacyn medical device. If you're like us, you really appreciate companies that are sustainable, caring, and conscious. This describes Aloha Bay, a company not only guaranteed by the World Fair Trade Organization, but also donates a portion of their sales to Doctors Without Borders and other great causes. Some of the amazing products made by Aloha Bay include Himalayan salt table and bath products, chakra candles, Himalayan salt lamps, feng shui votives, and much more. A majority of the jar candles are hand-poured into recycled glass, scented with 100% pure essential oils, mini certified organic. Aloha Bay is an employee-owned company whose products are not only affordable, but beautiful and deliciously scented. To learn more and order their amazing products, visit AlohaBay.com. That's AlohaBay.com.
Want more freedom, abundance, and love? Start your day with Conscious Talk.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power PH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how Power PH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power PH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power PH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. Yes, you are listening to Conscious Talk. And, you know, we know more and more of you are in your cars hearing this show like you have over the past more than 19 years now. Mm-hmm. We're in our 20th year. Mm-hmm. And we so appreciate having you, you know, making a difference in the world. You know, as we do this collectively, it becomes more and more powerful. So we always remind you, go to ConsciousTalk.net. You can check in with any of the guests on their guest page. Just put their name in the search engine or the date of the show if you remember it, You'll find how to connect with them and how to click through, buy their books, and that's all you need. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and our special guest today is Kim Stanwood Terranova. The book is The Technology of Intention. It's Activating the Power of the Universe Within You. Her website is Kim Stanwood, just like it sounds, Terranova, TerranOva.com. So, Kim, I was telling you before the or during the break that you reminded me of this very rough piece of sand in a very, very, very rough ocean that was being massaged into this beautiful enlightened pearl. And the reason I describe it that way is you went through a lot of hardship. Is this how you learned how to use intention? And maybe you can share that with us.
Absolutely. Thank you. And I'll take that. I love to be know that my pearls just keep getting, you know, fine-tuned. I believe that the power of intention came to me at a young age, meaning in my 20s, when I found some really wonderful teachers, because I was in a lot of pain then. And when I was seeking assistance to spiritual growth, I was led to beautiful teachers that then assisted me to start waking up and practicing things. Mm-hmm. And when I started practicing things, I started to see that, wait a second, there's power in my words. There's power in what I'm affirming, what I'm intending, what I'm praying for. So I had lots of bumps on the road that I prayed for something or said an intention and got exactly back what I intended for, but I wasn't clear and got something back that really I thought, oh, this isn't what I meant. So then I started to fine-tune the power of intention and really get clear on the writing of it, the articulation of it. Now, years later, when a lot of the sandy moments started to begin to happen with my children and different accidents, and most recently the fire in Southern California that I just went through, if I had not had intentions and huge practices in my tool belt at that time, I'm not sure how I would have made it through. But I do know that the intention work literally carried me through some of the most challenging things I've ever been through. And when, you know, I made reference in the book that there were moments that I would be rushing to the hospital, chasing an ambulance, knowing my child was in it. And I still in that moment was able, because I'd used intentions and prayers for years, I was able to know what is my intention now. And I would think, oh my gosh, in the midst of this year, I've got to be calm. I've got to be centered. I've got to make decisions. And simultaneously, I'm sending her so many prayers while I'm driving so that I would still know I was able to use intention to stay out of fear, because I had every right to slip into fear. But the fear wasn't going to serve myself or my daughter at the time. So all those years of really using intentions and practicing brought me to the moments that were so hard that I knew, right now, I've got to use it right now. What's my intention? And then that would carry me, even as I was rushing into a hospital saying, you know, where's my child? To know that in the midst of this, I'm still going to say a prayer, set an intention, and listen for divine answers. If I hadn't been using these tools, that would have been much harder. I really attribute that to helping myself and my children make decisions in very scary moments.
Yes.
You know, when it came to the fire, in one night, the fire took our entire home and the retreat center and everything else. Mm. When the next day to hear, everything's gone. You built your whole life. If it wasn't for this bag of tools to know that I was able to cry myself through but still stand up and know, okay, I still have tools to use. I may be scared. I may not know where I'm going to sleep tomorrow night or how I'm going to get clothes for my children and I. But what do I know is I still have tools, and those tools are going to carry me through this. And they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you make a very powerful point, Kim, I believe, and I hope our listeners really, really tune into this, is that we get caught up in that fear when we are most challenged, and sometimes not even when we're most challenged, that when our mind goes off into those areas where we start to make up stories that we're afraid, that make us afraid, and then we don't have any power. in that fear. We really mm-hmm. are powerless when we stand in fear. And what you're teaching with your book and teaching about intentions is that we have the power to stay out of that fear. It's not that we deny it. We do feel. Correct. And you mm-hmm. felt all of those feelings while you were, you know, like with your daughter going into the hospital in an emergency. But you were able to move through that fear and actually bring more power to you through the intentions, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There, you know, Reverend Michael says it so well. He'll say at times, if fear is still there and we're still practicing, there may be a certain point that we look at the fear and say, if you need to come with me, you can come with me, but I'm still moving forward mm-hmm. so that we don't get stopped by the fear and right. we activate these tools so they become more, they become bigger than the fear. The fear is going to lose its energy when we're affirming. We could be crying and still saying, my intention is to, you know, make decisions that are clear, calm, and for the highest good of all concerned tonight is mm-hmm. I don't know where I'm going to live, you know, or right. my intention is to walk into a hospital where a loved one is. I would say to people, please don't go in without your intention, because there's so much there that is unknown. What mm-hmm. do you know? You can still be centered, clear, available to listen, to discern, to be there for a loved one. When we don't set our intentions, the chatter of the mind, which lots of times fear is so overriding in those moments, that is what leads. When we know our spiritual technology is we can lead with an awakened heart that allows ourselves to set an intention and lead with that. Versus
yes.
leading with fear.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well, you said earlier that, you know, one of the most important things of intentions is communicating what you wish to the universe, mm-hmm. or even yes. sometimes what you're not wishing because you're unconscious about it, but you are communicating to the universe. So if I get this right, the practice of this technology is to get it down to a laser focused intention, you know, really boil mm-hmm. it down. Don't make it so general, but know what you know.
And keep it simple?
Yes, to all of that and more. Absolutely. So when people first start, I will say, this is the question I'll ask, what do you want to experience in this day, in this moment? Back to your word for the day, which I love so much now, is that if they say, I want to be strong today, I have some hard conversations at work, then I'll say, great. Then how about my intention is to stay strong in all my communication? They're like, great. Mm-hmm. I said, so if you start there, you're clear and you're allowing the universe to support you in staying strong in your communication because your actions are going to follow that intention. Mm-hmm. Then we remember again that the clarity in our words, what is it I wish to experience? What is it I wish to call forth? What is it I wish to embody? And then we allow that quality to guide us, whether it's freedom, whether it's abundance, whether it's compassion, whether it's not based on an outcome. Intentions are based on qualities of the energy we want to experience to, you know, have this outcome and more. The mm-hmm. spirit has even bigger outcomes for us, so we don't get limited by saying, my intention is to own that car. That's a circumstance. Right. That's an outcome versus I would say to somebody, what would you feel in that car? Talk to me about it. And they go, I feel free. And I could financially, that would, you know, be the wise choice for me. And it'd be a good choice for the environment. Great. So your intention is to make high conscious choices in your travel that support your financial well-being. Mm-hmm. Not
yeah.
just that car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
then spirit could bring you one that maybe is half the price and absolutely matches that intention.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's really the key to it. What I really learned reading your book was it's really how you state your intentions. And I really like what you said. And it was good to point this out to our listeners. This is not a wish list. My intention is to make $10,000 today. That's not what we're talking about here. You're talking about the qualities of feeling. What do you feel like if you had $10,000?
Exactly.
Then my intention is to be abundant in all my decisions today or something like
yes.
that, correct?
Absolutely. That it would be for financial abundance and ease. It would be mm-hmm. to really embody knowing all my needs are met.
Yes.
Because when we know that it's quality of abundance and freedom and fluidity and knowing that I could make purchases to take care of my family. That is truly what people are aiming for.
Right.
And if they limit it to, well, I just need to get $10,000 today. Sometimes to the right or the left of them, somebody may have been saying, and I was going to bless you with 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
There you go. Well, hold that thought, Kim. Yep.
Okay.
Hold that thought. We're going to jump off to a quick break here. We're with Kim Stanwood Terranova. The book is The Technology of Intention. It's activating the power of the universe within you. We have a lot more to come from Kim when we come back. You're listening to Conscious Talk. We'll be back right after these messages. What does healing mean to you? Are you physically in pain, emotionally distraught, spiritually adrift, mentally confused, frightened, driven by thoughts of the past or future? After years of healing work on ourselves and others, Rob and I have developed energetic and vibrational methods to help you heal your body and transform your consciousness to support a new level of well-being and health. All these energetic bodies, when in balance, physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental, contribute to your overall health and well-being. This timing calls for us to wake up and become who we really are, leaving behind the illusion that getting sick and old is normal. Let us help you reach a new level of health and well-being, a level of consciousness that is filled with new possibilities. If you're ready to move forward and heal the whole of you, give us a call at 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
Scream it loud from the rooftops.
Conscious Talk delivers.
Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life we refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boosts natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference Focused Life Force Energy gives you.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's XLEAR.com.
Alternative Talk 1150, online at 1150kknw.com.
And welcome back. Hey, thanks for joining us, folks, and for tuning in today to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Our website is conscioustalk.net. We invite you to join us on our website and on our Facebook page. Just let you know, you can stream the show, you can podcast the show, you can listen live, and we have an extensive archive section where you can place the name of the person that you'd like to hear or the name of the book, or just put a name in our search engine. It'll take you right to the show. You can download that for free, and we keep those shows up there for almost 2 years. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears. And when we started this show, our intention was to give people back to themselves. And what's unfolded over the, now we're in our 20th year, has been this long stream of incredible people doing the work themselves and then being willing to share it with us. Today, we're with Kim Stanwood Terranova. She wrote The Technology of Intention, Activating the Power of the Universe Within You. And Kim, we wanted to, when we left the last segment, you were making some things clear. And I know what came up in our minds was, what about expectations? You know, are they the same as intentions?
Such a great question. Expectations that I refer to in the book and that I would like to discuss now are the elements in life, those moments when we have an expectation of something must occur outside of us. Somebody must do something, or the world must do some certain thing for us to be fulfilled. Expectations in that line tend to lead us always to disappointment. Mm-hmm. The second we have an expectation of, well, if this happens, I'll be happy today. Or if my husband or my wife comes home and brings me a present, I'll be fulfilled today. Whatever it is that we're looking for something outside of us will always lead down the path of disappointment. Now, in society right now, it is so frequent that we live in expectation. If someone doesn't return a text fast enough, we have an expectation they should. If there's traffic on the road and we have the expectation that it should be clear, then we're really unconsciously carrying this disappointment a lot. Now, the fastest way to get out of expectation, the fastest way to get out of disappointment is to catch it and quickly turn into, let me write an intention for today. What do I want to experience today? Joy. I don't have to look for my mate to do something for me to be in joy. My intention is to stand in joy and be present with my mate when they return from home or from work. My intention is to stand in peace as I walk into my place of employment, and my intention is to be of service. We can turn disappointment over, turn it right over, by writing an intention of what we wish to create, which then empowers us instead of disappointing us. So when people catch, oh my gosh, I didn't realize, I'm an expectation. I was expecting my friend to do a certain thing for me and they didn't, and I was upset. When they catch it, they can take a breath and think, what do I really want? And then they write an intention for that.
Now, you keep saying writing the intention. Is it important to write them, or can you just speak them to the universe?
Both are great. Sometimes when people are beginning, I'll suggest that they write them so that they remember to see it often. I used to have post-its all over my house. My intention is to call forth success in this meeting, or my intention is to connect fully with my children this day, and I may post it. And at the same time, just to activate intention. If someone takes a breath and thinks, what is my intention now as they're walking into a meeting, they're going to be more present in that meeting. So both are great. Just use intention to lead the way is the place of power.
Yeah, intentions are energy. We talked about that in the very beginning. And I like what you just said about setting your intention right before you walk into a room. Essentially, you could look at that as sending your energy in first. You know, you want your energy in the room. And then what do you walk into? You know, something very familiar, and it's easier to roll right with it.
And also using those intentions, I would think, Kim, in a situation where maybe you have a very challenging conversation with your husband or wife or your mate or your friend or your boss or whatever, and setting a very clear intention for that. Because I notice that when we go into those conversations and if the conditioned ego takes over, then we need to be right. Many times we feel like we need to punish that other person by shaming them. And we get into all that, what I call the flotsam and jetsam of life. And it takes us down a road we really don't want to go. And when we come back, because we're going to jump off to a quick break here, let's talk about the shoulds. Because you mentioned that in the dialogue that we have, we should do something and see what we can get about that. We're here with Kim Stanwood Terranova. The book is The Technology of Intention. We'll be right back.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Conscious Talk, radio that rocks the soul.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Alternative Talk 1150, here to uplift your day.
And welcome back. Hey, we hope you've been enjoying this conversation. We sure have. And, you know, you can hear it over and over again. You hear so many things that go by you quickly, and especially if you're in your car, where most of you over the years have been listening to this show. So check it out. Find these conversations at ConsciousTalk.net. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're here with Kim Stanwood Terranova talking about her incredible book, The Technology of Intention. We highly recommend that you get this book, kids. I'm thinking of y'all as kids.
Yeah.
Our big family of kids. Our huge family of kids. And really, really read it and start practicing, because it's so worth it. So, Kim, we just want to focus a few minutes on the shoulds that we do in life. It seems like we're shoulding ourselves and each other all of the time.
Yes, and I speak to it in the book. You know, I said, let's just talk about that. Can we just move the word should to the side? When we really, again, back to loving words and really being conscious of the energy of them, this word for me, this is true, you know, should has judgment attached to it often. Because if we should ourselves or should someone else, there's judgment in there saying, you did it wrong. You know, like, you should have known better, or, oh, I should have done that differently. What's wrong with me? Or tenses, something comes after the should. Because often it doesn't have, in my tone, it doesn't have an accepting, loving, supporting language to it. And when we are constantly saying, you should, I should, right there, it's such an easy switch. All we have to do is even move it over to the word could. I could do that differently tomorrow. Or could you please help me with this? Or could I ask you a question versus you should have known the answer? You know?
Yes.
It's energy, and it's a simple shift of awareness with a completely different feeling tone that is one of acceptance and love. And when we are living in judgment and resentment, we're going to stay more disconnected from people. And I really believe part of our journey right now is to aim to connect. So any word that doesn't fulfill that, I suggest we just put it to the side and aim for words that do fulfill connecting conversations.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's
your lips
a great way.
God's ears.
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it. Now, we all know how powerful tripods are because how balanced they are and how strong they are. So I presume, I'm going to presume something, that that's why you have three power pillars in your book. So why are they important?
And what are these?
Yeah.
So the three, I love that you just referred to them. To the tripod, that is beautiful. Or the triangle, it's all so good. So three power pillars, there's three things that I have watched my clients embody when they are writing and working with intentions that line them up, line myself up with really creating strong intentions. And when we know them, they can be very simple and we'll start to use them naturally. So these are the three power pillars. The first one is intentions are always based in the positive. So we keep our languaging in the positive words. We don't say things like, my intention is to not do that or not eat that chocolate cake, because, again, the universe is responding to our words, and it goes towards not and the chocolate cake. It's aiming at what we don't want. Mm-hmm. So when we use words that are in the positive, it would be, my intention is to make choices in my diet that honor my body. All that is positive. We don't want to bring the negative word in. The second pillar is we keep our intentions in the present moment. Our power is in the present moment. We're not taking a breath from yesterday, and we're not taking tomorrow's breath. We're taking this one. So when we're in the present moment, an intention is aimed at, my intention is, not will be, but is. My intention is to embody patience. My intention is to move through my day with grace. Not that I will do it, it's I'm doing it now. Okay, so those two, present, positive. And the third one, which in this pillar, sometimes people get to practice a little, but we've already discussed it, some is that they're based in qualities, not outcomes. So when we base our intentions on, this is what I want to experience, peace, joy, laughter, abundance, happiness, giggles, freedom, those qualities are in, and so many more, are in the intention, not the circumstance of, well, I think if I got a raise, I'd feel freedom. So my intention is for a raise. I would say to somebody, how about if your intention is for financial freedom? How about if your intention is to accept unlimited wealth in all avenues? And they say, that's it. I'd go, great. So it doesn't just have to be that the wealth comes from that raise. So the qualities that we want to feel is where we aim versus the outcome. The present moment, positive language, based in qualities.
Yeah, those are very powerful, important qualities to embrace, folks. And
it helps people, you know, really start to embody intentions, because there's a formula. Oh, if I do this, 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 then I'm working with them well. And that was my intention, to assist people with a formula.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you also talk in your book about transformation, which intentions are really transformative. And I love this, what you talked about, and you did this in one of your talks, and you brought out the phrase transformational wiggle. What is that?
Is that like something to do with transcendence?
Well, you know what's funny? Very often I will be giving a sermon, a talk, teaching, and something will come through that spirit kind of drops in, and I just go for it. And that literally happened once when I was giving a talk, and I was making reference to, and I really believe this, is that if we looked at the, you know, the king and queen of transformation, which is the caterpillar, and we study the caterpillar, and we study the process that the caterpillar goes through to become a butterfly, there is a point I learned that the caterpillar goes into such a wiggle inside that cocoon that it breaks down everything that it ever knew of itself to be a caterpillar. But it wiggles. It goes into a massive shake. And that's how it breaks it all down. Before then, it can be rebirthed with wings in the body of a butterfly. So when I said that, I said, so what if we, in the midst of transformation, where it seems hard, where it seems like we just don't know how we're going to get through this, that we do our own transformational wiggle, that we just start wiggling it through our bodies, whether that means we go for a run, whether that means we go outside and just wiggle our bodies to where we're like, okay, I'm willing to transform. But instead of fighting it, I don't want to do this. No, 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 this would be scary. Versus I'm just going to wiggle right through it. And I may giggle while I wiggle. I may cry. But I'm going to wiggle right through this and allow the transformation to take place instead of resisting it.
Yeah. I'm glad you said allow. Because this whole time I've been thinking intention has to partner with allowing.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Absolutely, because we're surrendered. Surrendered is a powerful stance. Mm-hmm. And the art of allowing is truly when we let go, like, right, we aim, set our intention, let go, allow the universe to support us because we're surrendered to the listening for inspired action. And that's probably where we're doing our wiggle. And then follow through on that inspired action to create the life that we dream of and that we desire. It's in our moment-by-moment choices. When we remember that, we choose wisely every day and we stay conscious, and intentions help us stay conscious, choose wisely, and create the life we desire.
Yeah, and I'm always reminding myself about divine timing.
Yes.
It's not our time. The universe is the divine timing.
Yes, the divine timing. Yes. And I'm sitting here thinking, oh my, Kim, wouldn't it be incredible? We should all set our intentions, folks, for a school that we teach this to our children. This is the kind of thing that we need to be teaching our children.
And they love to wiggle.
Yeah, so they do love to wiggle. And they're little sponges, you know.
Well, I want you to know your intention is already fulfilled. And cool. I'm going to accept that it gets magnified. I have a nonprofit organization that teaches children these tools and more. My children have grown up with always hearing, it's the last thing they ever heard, and I inspire parents to apply this, is that my kids never got out of the car to go to school without hearing every day, what's your intention today? Hey, honey, what's your intention today? As they got out of the car, because that opened the possibility in their mind of what did they wish to create that day versus walking into school and thinking, look what happened to me today.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, we're running out of time. We're going to magnify that intention all together. That is our intention, to magnify the intention of this being taught to our children. Kim, thank you so very, very much for the beautiful book, powerful book you wrote, for who you are, what you're doing in the world. We really love and appreciate you for it. You're welcome. And folks, thank you as always. We are too. And folks, thank you. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. Conscious Talk. Radio that lights the way.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jaro Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.